Hi everyone, my name is Dina and you're listening to Slavs with Them, a podcast about Slavic languages. In today's episode, I'm going to try and bring some Ukrainian and Russian slang to the table. It's already August and I can imagine that you're somewhere not ready to face reality, enjoying summer, so I'm not going to bother you with aspects and conjugation and things that we normally do on this podcast. Instead, I'm going to give you a little intro to slang of Russian and Ukrainian youngsters to make your day just a little bit more interesting. Before we start with that, as always, I'm going to remind you that this is a self-funded project and that any donation helps. So if you like what I do, you can always show your support on www.buymeacoffee.com/slavsvidem. Okay, now off we go. As we all know, language is something that constantly changes, and the thing that is most exposed to the change is, of course, the vocabulary. I mean, it's the first thing that you learn when you learn a new language. You learn the words, and after that, you start learning the grammatical constructions and things that come with that. At first, it doesn't really matter if you say, I saw you yesterday or I see you yesterday. So the point is there. The people are going to understand. But if you exchange see for no, that's when we kind of lose the sense of the sentence. Since it is so vulnerable, it is something that, of course, changes so rapidly. And with everything nowadays changing so rapidly, with the social media and internet and us being so connected with each other, that is also something that is reflected in the language itself. As you would imagine, a lot of English words and expressions came to Ukrainian and Russian. Words like vibe, easy, hater, prank are present in both languages, and you kind of get what they mean. I think these are the words that are nowadays to be found in almost any European language, if not in the others as well, simply because those are the new terms that we use every day, but our languages kind of haven't come up with the term for that yet. Interestingly, the verbs get quite adapted to the morphology of Ukrainian and Russian, even though they are completely borrowed from English. In Ukrainian, we have a verb zadonatiti, to donate, which has this pretty Slavic prefix za, and then the ending for infinitive ti. Same goes for adjectives. For example, creepovi cholovik, a creepy man, has completely taken the morphology of the adjective that stands next to a masculine noun in Ukrainian. Now let's jump to some more domestic things and domestic words. The Russian verb bykovat expresses aggressive behavior and someone acting very aggressively. It comes from the verb for the bull, byk. The word shkura can be found in both Ukrainian and Russian, and I know that in Russian, in standard language, it actually means animal skin, but in this context, it can depict a girl that has a little bit more fun. I think that in Russian, the word has a more heavier meaning than in Ukrainian, but correct me if I'm wrong. Lastly, like any slang, Russian and Ukrainian have a lot of words for marijuana. A lot of them, such as мара, анаша, план, шмаль, шала, those are the words that are present in both Ukrainian and Russian. But there are, of course, many more, and there are some that are pretty international, like ganj. So now that I've taught you some basic Ukrainian and Russian slang, off you go into the rest of your summer. Make sure to follow Slavsvite on social media and talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening.